The Ramsays' summer home on the Isle of Skye pulses with life and tension. Mrs. Ramsay, beautiful, intuitive, the emotional center of her sprawling family, promises her youngest son James they'll visit the nearby lighthouse tomorrow if weather permits. This simple premise becomes the framework for exploring the intricate dynamics of family life, artistic creation, and the elusive nature of human connection. Mrs. Ramsay moves through her world with extraordinary social grace, creating harmony among disparate personalities. When she invites the awkward, working-class Charles Tansley to accompany her on errands, we witness her talent for drawing people out of themselves. In her presence, Tansley experiences a moment of transcendence, suddenly seeing her as the most beautiful person he had ever seen. Meanwhile, her husband represents intellectual rigor and emotional need, a philosopher measuring his achievements through the alphabet, reaching Q but struggling with R, constantly seeking reassurance about his work's significance. What makes their relationship so compelling is how their marriage, despite its tensions, contains moments of profound connection. After dinner, when Mrs. Ramsay silently communicates her love without speaking the words he craves, we see how even the most intimate relationships contain spaces that words cannot bridge, their silent communion revealing more about love's complexity than any conventional romantic scene could achieve. Virginia Woolf revolutionizes narrative by filtering events through her characters' minds rather than using an omniscient narrator. This approach reveals how individual perspectives shape our understanding of shared experiences, prioritizing perception over objective truth. The dinner party scene exemplifies this mastery. As Mrs. Ramsay serves bouffe en daube, Woolf weaves external dialogue with internal monologues. When Mr. Ramsay reacts to a Shakespeare reference, Minta Doyle's diplomatic claim that no one truly enjoys Shakespeare demonstrates how social harmony often relies on tactical deception. Characters inhabit both shared social space and private mental worlds. While they discuss books and food, their minds overflow with judgments and anxieties. Lily Briscoe participates while internally struggling with Tansley's dismissal of women artists, while Mrs. Ramsay manages social dynamics while worrying about her children. This layered perspective creates a rich tapestry of human experience, revealing how a single moment contains multiple interpretations and emotional depths. Through Lillian, an unmarried painter striving to realize her vision, Woolf explores female creativity in a patriarchal world. Charles Tansley's assertion that women can't paint haunts her throughout the novel, embodying society's resistance to women's artistic ambitions. Her painting serves as a metaphor for art's purpose and perception. When William Banks questions her abstract representation of Mrs. Ramsay and James as a purple triangle, Lily explains she's capturing relationships between light and shadow rather than literal likeness. This approach reflects modern art's shift from representation to abstraction, challenging traditional artistic standards. Lily's relationship with Mrs. Ramsay illustrates the conflict between conventional feminine roles and artistic ambition. Though she admires Mrs. Ramsay's grace, she resists her matchmaking and the belief that unmarried women miss the best of life. Despite persistent self-doubt and acknowledging her work as infinitely bad, Lily continues painting, driven by inner necessity rather than external validation. In 20 pages, Woolf compresses 10 years, using the deteriorating summer house to symbolize time's passage. Major human events, Mrs. Ramsay's death, Andrew's war death, Prue's death in childbirth, appear only as parenthetical asides while the narrative focuses on the empty house's decay. Night after night, summer and winter, the torment of storms, the arrow-like stillness of fine weather, held their court without interference. This inversion shows human drama as merely a blip in nature's rhythms. The once vibrant house becomes a shell filled with dry sea sand as nature reclaims it. Toads creep in, swallows nest, thistles break through tiles. The section powerfully portrays entropy as civilization yields to nature. Only Mrs. McNabb's intervention, her creaking and groaning labor, prevents total ruin. Her character, with witless eyes, represents the unglamorous work of preservation. After Mrs. Ramsey's death, Mr. Ramsey stumbled along a passage stretching his arms out one dark morning. But Mrs. Ramsey having died the night before, he stretched his arms out. They remained empty. 10 years later, Mr. Ramsey journeys to the lighthouse with James and Cam. James's childhood excitement has turned to resentment, and the journey becomes a metaphor for reconciliation between father and children, past and present. James holds a childhood fantasy of striking his tyrannical father, yet during the sale, he discovers two versions of him, the domineering force and the reasonable man who helps others. He similarly sees two lighthouses, the distant, misty tower of his childhood and the stark, whitewashed rocks before him now. These dual visions reflect how perception changes with maturity. On shore, Lily completes her decade-old painting while memories of Mrs. Ramsey surface, their quiet moments together, their silent communion. As Mr. Ramsey reaches the lighthouse, Lily feels relief, declaring, "He has landed." She makes one final stroke with sudden intensity, drawing a line in the center of her canvas. The novel closes with her words, "I have had my vision." Memory functions as both theme and technique throughout the novel. When Lily returns after 10 years, her memories of Mrs. Ramsey emerge as vivid sensory impressions. Sitting on the beach, poetry readings, flower arrangements in evening light, triggered by ordinary objects like a green shawl or wave sounds. The novel presents memory as inherently fragmentary. Lily reflects that 50 pairs of eyes would be needed to fully know Mrs. Ramsey. Understanding comes instead through preserved moments of being, Mrs. Ramsey reading to James or measuring his stocking, which become anchors of meaning. Loss pervades the narrative, especially through Mrs. Ramsey's death, reported in brief parentheses. When Lily cries out for Mrs. Ramsey in the final section, she appears in vision wearing a wreath of white flowers. Through Lily's painting, art transforms loss into memorial, processing absence through creative expression. To the Lighthouse celebrates human creativity and connection as defenses against time and mortality. The novel presents art, from Lily's painting to Mrs. Ramsey's dinner parties, as ways to order chaotic experience. Lily's completed painting represents her vision, not perfect representation, but authentic truth. The creative act itself generates meaning, regardless of the work's fate. Though Mrs. Ramsey dies, her creative legacy persists through memory. Her dinner party achieves permanence through its lasting impact, showing how ordinary moments become meaningful through attention. The novel's structure, from planned lighthouse trip to delayed completion, creates artistic closure while acknowledging life's uncertainty. The decade-long gap between intention and fulfillment shows how meaning endures even when transformed by time. In an impermanent world, creativity and human connection offer resistance against time's indifference. Though people die, vision endures through art, memory, and moments of connection.